Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right, let's get right into your phone calls, and then if we get a chance, I'll give you a little bit of detail on this Pat Tillman case, Mark, since you were a little uncertain as to some of the questions surrounding his death. We'll get to that in a moment here. But first, your phone calls. Going ladies first to Teresa, listening in Oregon. Teresa, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hi.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
Well, that's what we're here for. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I had a question, probably more so for you, Ian. I'm not sure, but I, long story short, I've got a debilitating spinal issue that I take medication for, and my medical place requires me to sign a kind of a contract saying I won't be a bad girl, I won't take bad things, and this new medicine I get. I'm required to take a drug test, at which point if I fail, they will not treat me for my issue anymore, won't give me my medication anymore. I don't drink, I don't use any illicit quote-unquote drugs. However, I do partake of marijuana because it helps me sleep and it helps with some of the pain. I've never had this issue having to take a drug test when I'm using marijuana. I guess my question to you is, do you have any advice on how long you need to be abstinent?
When is your drug test?
It's not specifically set. I need to take it. I should take it sometime next week. I could probably postpone it a little bit, but probably not too much.
So there are some interesting suggestions online surrounding taking drug tests and how to beat them. I haven't done the research personally, so I'm going to try to recount what I've heard from somebody who has done the research, but you probably should put your own time into to figuring this stuff out. I believe I was told that, okay, first of all, one of the most popular ways to pass a drug test is, as I understand it, to drink a lot of water. However, if they're monitoring the color of your urine to look and see if you've been drinking a lot of water, there is a vitamin that you can take, and I believe it's vitamin B.
Yeah, it's got to be a B complex or something.
B as in boy?
Yeah.
B as in boy, that will actually color your urine yellow. So you can flush yourself with as much water as you, like, gorge yourself. Don't kill yourself on water, but drink all water. Don't drink coffee. Don't drink soda. Don't drink orange juice. Drink all water for all of your drinks all day long. And do that from now through, you know, the next, you know, whenever the drug test is. Certainly, don't smoke any pot between now and then. And take the vitamin B. I think, you know, look into the details on this as far as when you should take the vitamin B. Maybe it's the day of, maybe it's the day before.
No, it'd be the day of.
It's
relatively quick.
Okay.
Yes.
So that way your urine will look like normal urine, and they won't suspect it of being mostly water, which will help dilute things. Also, and I, again, please check me on all of these, but I think I recall hearing that, I don't know what it is, whatever it is they're testing for, I'm not sure what the scientific term is, but there's more of it just after you wake up. So you don't want to go to your drug test early in the day. Yeah. You want to go to the drug test later on, like in the afternoon if possible, be up bright and early that day and start drinking water. And that way, whatever those little things are that they're testing for, leftovers, the evidence, the evidence, if you will, it's kind of not as prevalent as your day goes on. Also, I believe you should avoid doing a stressful activity like running or exercising as well, as that will release the kind of the
if you do a fat burning exercise, then
it's probably like serotonin and dopamine that increase is probably what you're talking about.
No. We're talking about the leftover evidence, the trails, if you will, of what was the marijuana. what was the THC, whatever it leaves behind. I don't know what it's called, and I apologize.
So there's a certain amount of particulate matter or whatever from the marijuana that's in your going to be in your urine. If you have less water to dilute it, there's going to be more of them. If you have more water to dilute it, there's going to be fewer. In the morning, you haven't gone for hours, so therefore there's going to be more of that stuff in there for them to find. You want to not give them that. You would want to give them that urine after you've had a chance to get all that stuff out of your system.
One more tip: the stuff that's in your system will come out sooner in your urine stream rather than later. So don't catch the beginning part of your urine stream; catch the ending portion of it.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah, so these are the things that I recall from hearing through the grapevine.
Don't drive equipment after smoking marijuana.
This is from somebody who had a drug test that she had to take, who told me about all the research she had done, and she passed.
Outstanding, because it's just so hard, because my husband and I went on the internet. I mean, there's from one extreme to the other advice, and you always hear like that perfect, 30-day rule, but I don't know if that's just anecdotal or if that's, I've heard other people that say like a week or 2 weeks.
It depends on various factors, right? I mean, it depends on your body. It depends on your usage of marijuana, how frequent it was until you stopped. So if you'd smoked like one joint in the last month, then, yeah, you might get away with, a week or two or whatever. If you've been smoking daily, it may be a 30-day thing. But if you apply these suggestions, you may be able to slip past.
It's generally stored within your body fat. So that also depends on basically the body of the person and how their body metabolizes things and how much fat they have to store this chemical. So there's a lot of variables.
So I hope I've given you something to think about, at least something to check into. And will you let us know how it goes?
Absolutely. I'll give you guys a call. I really, really appreciate your time very, very
thanks,
much.
Thanks, Teresa. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. Thankfully, I've never had to take a drug. Actually, there was one time, like a decade ago, when I was looking at getting a different retail job, when I considered going to take a drug test, and I ended up not taking – I think I took the test, but I ended up not taking the job. And it's not because – by the way, for anybody that's just tuning in for the first time hearing this and thinking, my gosh, how could you be giving that drug user's tips on how to get a job?
This is a medical marijuana-using lady who needs, tips on how to be able to use her medicine and still live her life.
Well, the fact is, marijuana users are all over the place, and they work in every industry, at every kind of job you can imagine, and many of them are some of the best employees in any given location. Some of them aren't. Some are a bunch of slackers, but it's just it depends on the individual. It's not marijuana that makes people slacker or a good employee or anything like that. And, gosh, I was just – who was I talking to recently? It was one of the program directors that we consult with. I was chatting with him, and he was telling me about a story with a general manager that he had who was, shocked to discover that one of his employees at a radio station – was smoking marijuana. And it was brought to his attention that by this program director that he could think of five – there were probably 60 employees at this radio station. He could think of five who didn't smoke marijuana. He told the GM this, in case the GM was getting it in his head to, drug test everybody, to kind of back him down. Like, look,
you do not want to drug test a radio station.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Same thing with your favorite restaurant. You can pretty much count that everybody in there, almost everybody, is a pot smoker. I mean, they're everywhere.
I'm not sure it's true in fine dining establishments or something like that.
I think in the kitchen, definitely. Yeah. I've worked in some fine dining establishments. The back of the kitchen where the customer doesn't see that person. Yeah, there's all kinds of things that go on.
I've known people who have been working at fine dining establishments as waiters and waitresses who
are users. I'm just guessing that it's probably not quite as prevalent at if you're talking about some fine dining establishment.
You go get a job at a fine dining establishment and stay there for a few months and let me know what you find out. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. I knew there was one place really popular in Sarasota, Florida, where the manager was, buying cocaine or something like that at a very, very fine dining establishment out on the Keys, as a matter of fact. 1-800-259-9231. I shan't say what the name is because we're on, to be on in Sarasota. Actually, we are on in Sarasota right now. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. You can see that over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine, should you like. The details are also at shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an... Ian, I can't read this. You're going to have to read
your own copy.
I can't read it.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It will deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle to have if you could have only one. Ruger.com? It doesn't say Ruger.com, Mark, but is it Ruger.com?
You can go to Ruger.com. They, you know, they obviously can't sell their tools there on the website.
They can show it to you.
You can, and you can find out a lot about it. You have to go to your local gun dealer to get one.
There you go. All right, so 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here, and you can bring up anything. John is listening in Athens, Ohio, to WAIS. Hello, John. John in Athens, going once. John in Athens, hello.
Yes, sir. I want to sympathize with the last lady that was on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take a pee test.
Okay.
I was on probation for a while. I know how it feels.
And yeah, it sucks.
It's the most degrading thing in the world to have to do to pee in a cup and hand it to someone else.
It really is. It's embarrassing. It's just, and it's all based on a bunch of nonsense. It's based on this drug war mentality, the idea that marijuana users or other drug users are somehow less than the rest of
the
society.
Enemy. In the drug war, obviously the user is the enemy because you can't have a war against an inanimate object. You can't have a war against actual marijuana. No, the enemy in a drug war is the behavior conducted by a person.
Right, as though those people are somehow bad people because they use drugs. And, of course, now everybody comes under suspicion as well. So even if you aren't a drug user, you're still treated as though you could be a drug user, and you are part of being tested as well. And it is embarrassing. And thanks for the call tonight, John. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, whether you want to comment on the world of drug testing or whatever might happen to be on your mind. We talked about Guantanamo Bay as well. Anything goes, though. 800-259-9231. But the fact is, marijuana, and I touched on this in the last segment, but marijuana users and other drug users stretch across all boundaries. They span from doctors to taxi drivers. The users live in places like trailer parks and upscale gated neighborhoods. Marijuana is everywhere, and it is not something that, while in some jobs it could impair on-the-job performance, in many cases, most users are very responsible, and they're using it when they get home at night. Some do use it while they're at work, and some jobs that's okay. If, like, you're an artist or something like that, then it's no big deal. It all depends on the rules and what's important for your job, but it's just so sad that they're...
I think it also depends on the individual and how it affects you.
That's true.
There are certain things, like, especially with marijuana, certain strains or certain types will have a bigger or lesser effect on you, and different effects, too. Like, it might impair your thought process, or it might just make you feel good. And you can still go about thinking, but you're maybe less inclined to do a lot of laborious activity. So there's a lot of different technicalities that go into how a drug actually affects a person and what the results will be.
But to just write somebody off because they are a marijuana smoker, or to fire them because they're a marijuana smoker is outrageous, or to refuse to hire them because they're a marijuana smoker is really outrageous. So I like the idea of helping people pass those drug tests. I think it's useful because marijuana smokers, many of them are very responsible and very hardworking people. So leave them alone. Jeez, if you've got one of these drug testing policies and you don't have it because you're getting federal money or something like that, do what you can to get rid of it, because it's just intrusive.
I mean,
it's unnecessary.
It's sort of the situation. I've worked in high-skill craftsman-type jobs as a mechanic, a precision mechanic, and a machine builder. And I've worked with basically the top echelon of skill sets for people who are machinists, prototypers, basically people who can make anything on a lathe or a prototrack or some sort of mill. And, you know, a lot of these people smoked pot. And
did they do it on the job?
No, they didn't do it on the job, but they did it before the job in some cases, and they still were at the top of their game because the individual himself or herself is not affected so much. You know, they have a lot to begin with, a lot of talent and ability, and the effect of smoking the marijuana wasn't such that they were decreased in that ability. It just sort of changed their personality a little bit, and they were still able to execute, you know, very high quality work consistently.
Yeah, I worked with a radio guy who would go into the studio with cans of beer and do his show every morning that way. I mean...
In the morning?
Oh, yeah. Right at early.
I mean, cracking him open at 6 a.m.
I think his morning show started at 5.
Wow. Is that the guy on the Adult Contemporary station?
Yes.
I heard about him.
I believe he's passed away, hasn't he?
I don't know.
I think so.
But anyway, yeah, that's probably not uncommon either.
So, I mean, you know, the fact is that...
But the drug tests don't catch that. I mean, drug testing isn't going to catch an alcoholic.
Here are the good folks, you know, in a given metro listening. I'll tell you, as a matter of fact, the good folks in Sarasota, Florida, listening to their, you know, adult standards, Perry Como and Dean Martin, while their favorite morning show host was in there cracking them open while he was doing the show. I mean, you know, people just don't know what they're experiencing. They, oh, drugs are bad, alcohol's bad, whatever. You know, I mean, hey, you know, you don't know how many delicious treats you've gotten at restaurants have been prepared by cooks, chefs who are stoned. You just don't know.
No doubt about it. 1-800-259-9231. Share your experiences. Bring up anything you'd like. Let's go to Nico, listening in Illinois. Nico, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Nico. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a couple things, actually. But the first one, in a free marketplace, how do you support such infrastructural things? For example, the interstate system. I believe that the interstate system was a definite help for the economy, and it's a great way to get around the country. And in a free market, obviously, maybe they're profitable because you can charge tolls and things like that once you build them. But there's no doubt that, you know, a lot of people were displaced because of the interstate system and a lot of things had to move. And obviously eminent domain helped that out. And unfortunately, a lot of people were taken out of their houses that they've lived in for a long time. But how do you support this in a free market? Because people aren't going to want to move.
Well, I'll take that.
It's a good question.
It's a great question. This is I love the interstate. I think it's a great system. Remember, what you're experiencing on the interstate is just the experience of a highly regulated industry, which is the automobile industry, coupled with a government-funded and government-run interstate system and road system. So you're talking about probably something that could be a lot better than what it is today. And I'm going to tell you how some of those things could exist in a world where the government didn't build roads.
How do we have free market interstates? That's the question.
How do you have that?
So we'll come back with that here in moments. You're welcome to stick with us, Nico. More as well with you, and you can dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about roads or your experience with workers that smoke pot, it's Free Talk Live. Bring it back.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled DermatoL.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
By the way, we invite you to our website where you can find the wiki with over 2,000 pages. Created by listeners just like you. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com will get you there. You can go and edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Looking for gold, silver? Maybe you feel like you might want to get some of this stuff because it seems like it's never going to stop as far as its price is concerned, going up and up. At least the U.S. dollar denominated price just keeps going up. And what did it hit? Silver hit a record high today, if I'm not mistaken. It actually eclipsed, I believe the news was that it eclipsed at some point today the ultimate high that it ever has, like from 33 decades ago when it peaked a long time ago or something like that at around $50. It has eclipsed that, I believe, as
it
of today.
It didn't go over $50 today.
Right. It was real close, like 49-something, I think. I saw headlines, Mark, that said it was a record high today.
There was a bump in the international markets that was near 50 a few days ago, several days ago, but maybe they didn't count that because it wasn't the New York's currency exchange.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying it's up there and it's crazy. So if you want to get your hands on some, you should go to silver.freetalklive.com. You know, I mentioned that I got the bag of dimes, right? The Midas Resources is who we have our deal with the silver and the gold. They're actually the company that helps syndicate and distribute this radio program. So on one side, it's a gold dealership. On the other side, there's a radio network. And so when you order through silver.freetalklive.com, when you order your gold and silver through that link, you're actually helping Free Talk Live
and you're getting the gold and silver that you're looking for. But one of the things they have there, besides the 0.999 fine silver that I'm a fan of, I like those 1 ounce silver pieces. They're very pretty. I got some of the survival bag that's 1,000 dimes. It's 90% silver dimes because it's pre-1965 dimes.
So it could be the Eisenhower. Is that right? Who's on there? Eisenhower dimes. It could be the Mercury dimes. There could be some, Barber dimes are the other options.
Yeah, they're all roughly the same size.
Yeah,
and the same amount of silver, right.
Mm-hmm.
So I got these dimes. Finally, they came through. It took a while. You have to be patient.
I'd like to see them. I didn't know you...
I'll bring them down here in a moment. But you've got to be patient with your orders because it just takes a while for these things to come through. But you'll get the rate. For instance, give you an example. You get the rate when you buy them. So when I bought these dimes, it was the middle of last month. So it was around the 17th of March. I bought the dimes. They were delivered on the 25th. So it took just over 4 weeks, about 5 weeks for them to get here. And between the time when I ordered the dimes and today, so 4 or 5 weeks, I paid around $2,600 for 1,000 dimes mm-hmm. through Midas Resources. The dimes as of last night when I looked were around $3,400.
Wow. Yeah, I'd seen them at a couple of days ago. So yeah,
right.
I agree.
Cha-ching. So I mean, within just before they even got to me,
$3,597.
Wow. What are you going to do with those dimes, man?
I'm going to store them, man, just in case.
Awesome. Just giving out to my friends.
No, the idea is with the dimes, they're smaller than the ounce pieces, and so they'd be easier to use for smaller purchases in the event that you've got the hyperinflation situation coming around.
Sure.
You can buy stuff with
them. What's the value for an individual dime at the moment?
Good question. The guys over at Freedom's Phoenix, I think, have been created some Android software that actually gives you values on silver and stuff like that. 90% silver in the dime. You'd have to weigh it. I think last time I looked, it was like $3 or something like that.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to continue here, and we'll take your phone calls. We've actually got Nico on the line in Illinois. By the way, again, that's silver.freetalklive.com. So Nico is back with us. Are you there?
Yeah.
So you'd ask some good questions about the roads, specifically the interstate system. And the question boiled down to essentially, well, how could we have interstates without the government being able to steal property from people?
Don't forget, interstates are great, and how could we have interstates without the government around to do it? First off, I guess the first part of my point is interstates are great, but they'd be a lot better if the free market was involved because, well, we'd have better vehicles. They'd be more able to grip the road, and the road would probably be more clear of things like ice and snow and water than they currently are. You'd just have better road technology because if you want innovation, you don't do it with a monopoly, and the government's a monopoly on the construction of roads. Second,
I agree with that.
Now, imagine, Nico, you're building a road from where are you?
Illinois.
Okay,
yeah. You're there in Chicago, and you want to build a road to Michigan City, Indiana. Is there only one way to build that road?
Oh, definitely not. There's
several ways to build the road. So you could say take three different paths, and they wouldn't even have to be that far off of each other. They could just be three different paths from Chicago to Michigan City. And we're assuming there are no roads in between. This is just for the purpose of road building. But and you could take those three paths, and you could go along those paths and talk to the landowners in those areas about buying their property. And what you'd be doing is you'd be making an offer upon contingency. This is done in real estate all the time. If I say I'm going to buy your house for $200,000, but I have to get financing from the bank, and then I accept. Okay, because I could take an offer for $195 if I want to from a guy with cash. As a matter of fact, I probably would do that. But maybe the other guy with cash is offering $150. And I'm like, no, I'll wait for the guy to see if he can get financing from his bank for $200. And then the bank will write me a check for $200. Then I'm out of here, and this house is his problem. So this contingency situation, in path A, you go to path A and you make them all their offers for their proper amount of property. Remember, the government has to do this anyway, supposedly, when it's doing eminent domain. It's supposed to give them a fair market value, but it tells them, you've got to get out, we're only making path A. Whereas in this case, with path A, B, and C, you make everybody fair offers for their property. They accept or decline, and then you either boost your offer or you don't, and then you choose for yourself path A, B, or C, the one that works the best for as far as costs go for the roads.
And no one has to have their property stolen from them either.
Right. It may cost a little more, but remember, at this point, you've got path A, B, and C competing against each other. If you just have path A, I could only build a road from here to there. Well, maybe you're in maybe it's Donner's Pass through there, and the guy owns Donner's Pass. Yeah, it's going to be expensive to go through there. Otherwise, you're going to have to blast a blast a roadway out of some other mountain or something. But in most cases, the vast majority of cases, you don't need the violence of government to build a road through eminent domain.
I guess my only point is you're always going to get that one, you know, like 150-year-old guy.
Sure.
Like, my family's been here forever.
Is he on path A, B, or C?
You know, obviously highways are long stretches of land, and so, I mean, you're going to get these people everywhere.
Sure, I understand, and I'm trying to make this a simple analogy, but do you understand that every highway, every time you have a situation with that guy in the middle, you still have paths A, B, or C that split off. There's always ways to go around Mr. Curmudgeon.
Right. The factor about the curmudgeon only really comes into play when there's only one way to go, and then he knows he can stand in your way and raise his price or whatever. Otherwise, you're coming to this person and you're saying, I'm willing to buy your property as long as everyone else along this path is also willing to sell their property. So the old man knows that you haven't already gone out on a limb. You haven't already bought up parcel A, B, C, D, E, and F, and he's G. And now that you bought A through F, you've got all this money invested, and he knows he can just stand in your way and get three times as much as what your offer was going to be. No. You don't start building until you have agreements in place from every single property owner that you need to get the property from. And so he wouldn't have the ability to leverage you in that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's that called, Mark? Isn't it auction theory or something like that?
Yeah, it's called auction theory.
So if you wanted to look up more information about that, you could look up auction theory.
And it really works. I mean, this was a sticker for me at one point, too. I figured you'd needed eminent domain to do these things. But you don't. And you're right. There will always be that curmudgeon. There was this little old lady that near a business that I worked at that had a house that was just surrounded by office buildings and banks and things like this. Why? Because she wouldn't sell. Finally, she got old. She died right at the top of the housing bubble. Her heirs sold her house that was full of newspapers for $650,000. They came in and knocked that baby down, and I suppose they built a large, towering building on that spot.
Hey, thanks, Nico. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ, and Mark.
And you can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. Enjoy those features there. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can promote Free Talk Live. Different things you can do over at promote.freetalklive.com. Everything from calling your local talk station on behalf of Free Talk Live or printing out flyers to promote the show. You can do all those things and more over at promote.freetalklive.com. And once again, promote.freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. Aaron is listening in Washington. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Aaron, go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, I'm just trying to turn off speakerphone or just regular?
I can't tell you're on a speakerphone, actually. It sounds fine.
This is the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you guys are very witty and very knowledgeable, and I really appreciate you guys' service with this broadcast. Just want to let you know that right offhand. But I have a question for you. You have a pen and a piece of paper handy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I want you to figure out this this simple mathematical equation. Okay, and I'll get to the point of why I'm asking.
Boy, no one's ever asked us to do a math problem on the air. I'm not sure how good of radio this is going to be.
No. You guys, hey, I have the utmost faith.
Everybody at home can follow along.
Though. Right, that's true. Well, everyone who's not driving.
Everybody that's listening, follow along.
Everyone at home.
Right. Safely.
If you're behind the wheel, you probably should pass it on this one. Go ahead.
Okay. I am 49 years old. Okay?
Yes.
My mother is what?
Are you trying to figure out the problem?
My mother is 57.
Uh huh.
Okay.
So your mom had you when she was 8 years old?
When was I born?
You are currently 49 years old?
I'm 49. And
whatever 2011 less 49 is. I mean, the fact that you're a liar doesn't really have anything else to do with it, right?
No, I'm just saying, how old would I have to be? How old, when I was born?
You were born in 1962.
And how old was my mother when I was born?
8 years old.
And I'm still here.
There's some possibility of leap year involved, right?
Okay. But I was conceived at 8 years old.
Are you telling the truth, or...
No. This is basically what Obama has said.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
No. Listen. This is out of his own words, his own publications. He said that his mother had died of cancer at the age of 53, 2007. If she was still alive today, which is only 4 years ago, remember he said that she had birthed him at the age of
18. Why do you care? Why do you care about this? I understand there's like this big birther movement, and everybody's so concerned about Barack Obama was born and to whom he was born and under what circumstances and under what plot of land and what phase was the moon in at the time that he was born. What does it matter?
Just for the simple fact that if we're going to have a legitimate president, I mean, I'm African American myself. I mean, why would we want to have a president that would lie about something?
They're all liars, dude. Wait a minute. Which president hasn't been a liar?
I understand that, but don't you think that's a little far-fetched to go as far as to be?
I have to take your word for it.
Today?
It's not like I've read this, and I'm sure most Americans haven't read this. I don't know, you know, what you're talking about as far as, you know, the proof that Barack Obama said something like he was 39 and she was 57 or, you know, whatever. I don't know that stuff.
MSNBC, NBC, ABC.
Okay, we're getting off track here, Mark, because I don't care about this. I want to know why this matters to you, sir, because they are all liars. They're all criminals, and they're all thugs. Let's say you got your way, and all of a sudden, tomorrow, the news comes out, Barack Obama admits it, all right, it's true, I was born in Kenya, and I'm actually, 27, or whatever, I'm not legitimately qualified to be the President of the United States,
and so then they take him out of office,
and then what?
This is Free Talk Radio, and I was trying to get to my point.
Go ahead.
My point is with the way that the media has downplayed and watered things, not just on that situation, but on many, many, many different facets of, viral information, whether it be important or whatnot. How is it that we as American citizens get so entangled on such unnecessary things to where 2 + 2 isn't even 4 anymore? Things that are right out in front of your face don't even exist. Even when people have the actual proof.
Well, there's very little critical thinking, for one. Two, people take what is given to them via this mainstream media and the current propaganda masters and simply take it on full faith and guarantee that it's proper, truthful, and fully correct. So that's where the issue lies, is the grand ignorance displayed by the public at large and the idea that they have so much faith in their betters, as they call them, that the betters can make the decisions for them and they can live their lives a blissful ignorance of compliance.
Exactly. Yes, I understand you guys full width when you're talking about they're all liars, they're all crooks, and pretty much just like crabs in a barrel. My main point is something as simple as that was said by the president himself. The media has spun things out of control and, you know, hey, look at that over there while the nape of your pants is being set on fire right here, to where 2 + 2 is right in front of your face. All of this could be avoided if people would just actually look through their own eyes and use their own senses and use their own gift of intelligence to be able to decipher what is real and what is not, instead of letting people dictate to you what is real and what is not. People tend to sit back, and if it's not said from a news broadcasting station or whatnot, it doesn't exist. If the news says that the moon was made out of blue cheese, people will believe
it. Sure, dude.
I
get where you're coming from, man, and I agree with a lot of the critique as far as what you're leveling at the American people. But one thing that really concerns me is that there are a lot of people that are obsessed with when this man, who is a liar and a criminal and a killer,
that's right,
just like George Bush, of when he was born and where he was born. They're not concerned with the fact that he's going over and ordering people to kill innocent folks in other countries. They're not as concerned with all of the other things that are happening to destroy freedom. They're concerned with when he was born and where he was born. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. This is important to people?
No, I understand that, but you, in regards to what you're saying within that, with all the atrocities and things going on, I've kept pretty much in the loop in regards to him with all these signing statements. I mean, like, remember on the news when he said, today the president is going to sign this order that's going to completely dismantle Guantanamo Bay and whatnot. But nobody really read the order where it basically said that I would give it consideration. I understand that. But, I mean, true, it's not that big of a deal depending on where somebody is geographically, where they're from indigenously. But what I'm saying is if a person would lie about that, there's no telling what else they would lie about.
What a revelation. A politician is a liar.
Maybe none of these situations would have even happened if we would have found out and been able to see through the cloth that this person wasn't even right to lead the country. You see what I'm saying?
No one is right to lead the country. No one. I don't want anybody telling me what to do. Certainly not any politician, and I thank you for the call. I do appreciate a lot of what you said. I just think that this is all a big distraction, and it sounds like you've gotten tied up in that distraction despite all your critique about the media.
Yeah, I think it looks like this from this long form here that, in fact...
the birth certificate, you mean?
It's not a birth certificate. It's a long form certificate of live birth.
So it's a certificate of live birth, not a birth certificate.
As I understand it, the birth certificate has yet to be actually released.
Oh, really?
This is the long form.
Okay.
But remember, I could not have my birth certificate. I'd still be an American citizen.
No one is an American citizen.
According to your definition, it says he was probably conceived on November 1960. Could be the same day as his mother turned 18 years old. So apparently that math's not right.
Well, I think he was proven to be a liar far before the birth certificate sort of fervor began. Mm-hmm. I think his whole rhetoric about change and bringing the troops home as soon as he gets into office and closing Guantanamo as soon as he gets into office and all these other little promises he made, he hasn't come through on any of those. So as far as I'm concerned, if you needed proof that he's a liar and shouldn't be in office, there's plenty of it out there.
You've got it in spades. Absolutely. And all you have to do is pay attention. And so I agree with a lot of his critique, but at the same time, again, it seems like he's bogged down in this one minor issue that really has no effect on anything. If tomorrow Obama is found to have been a liar on this issue and he's not even a so-called
what
American...
What if he's a lizard person? Oh, my God.
So then kick him out of office and what? Joe Biden becomes
exactly.
The president?
Exactly.
What is going to change? Are they going to invalidate all of the bills that he signed over the last 2 years? Maybe that would be a possibility, but then they'll just put him through again and Biden will sign them.
Yep.
So what's the difference? 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Hour 3's next. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.